Hello, and welcome to this audio version of the Eastleigh Borough News. This is the issue for summer 2019, and is presented to you by the readers, Sharon, Tracy, me, Dave, and our sound engineer is Susie. Eastleigh Borough News is your source of news and information on services and support from Eastleigh Borough Council. The Council is focused on improving the quality of life of everyone living and working in the borough, both now and in the future. The stories in this issue are themed around the key areas where we are making a positive difference to people's lives. Topics include the following: health and well-being. Improving the health and well-being of people who live and work in the borough and supporting and creating sustainable communities. We want all of our residents and people working in the borough to live long, healthy and happy lives. Your council. Housing and development. Creating homes and communities to meet residents' current needs now and in the future. To help support a buoyant house market, it's essential that there is a sufficient supply of suitable high-quality homes that can meet the diverse needs of residents both now and in the future. Building new homes and communities provides opportunities for people looking for affordable rent or a new home to meet their changing needs. A greener borough. Maintaining an attractive and sustainable environment that residents value and which can allow residents and businesses to thrive. Finally, economy. Securing sustainable economic growth, high yet stable employment, and a shared prosperity for residents now and for generations to come. It's about ensuring every one of us has a good standard of living in a strong, safe, and sustainable community.
What's on? Health and well-being. Eastleigh's award-winning rock venue. Grantham Green recognised in prestigious design awards. The transformation of a popular open space near Eastleigh Town Centre that has recently seen the arrival of an exciting rock climbing feature has been recognised in prestigious design awards. Grantham Green was highly commended in the Green Space category of the 2019 National Street Design Awards, organised by Local Government News magazine. The awards recognise innovation and best practice in street and park design schemes across the UK. A new multi-use games area recently opened on the green, offering a caged space for football, basketball and other activities. Other facilities include seating, paths and picnic tables, as well as trees, shrubs and wildflower banks. Chair of the Eastleigh Local Area Committee, Councillor Paul Bicknell, said, "This award is further proof that Grantham Green is an innovative and people-friendly space that all residents can enjoy. It is an excellent example of local people working closely with the council and other groups to create something truly magical." Hardmore Sports Ground. Work is well underway on the new sports facilities at Hardmore Sports Ground off Stoneham Lane. The £1 million development will improve the facilities for local cricket, archery and football users, with the construction of a 2 changing room sports pavilion and indoor archery range, as well as improved pedestrian and vehicle access to the site. The new facilities are being delivered as part of the North Stoneham Park housing development and the related commitment to replace and improve local sports facilities. It is expected to be completed by the end of the summer.
Friday night football is coming to Hamble. A new and exciting activity aimed at giving young people aged 10 to 19 years something to do on Friday night is coming to Hamble. Friday Night Football is a project coordinated by Eastleigh Borough Council that offers informal football sessions for boys and girls, supported by qualified FA coaches. The project has been running for 15 years, offering weekly sessions in Botley and Eastleigh. And now, thanks to funding from the Hampshire Police and Crime Commissioner and Burselden, Hamble le Rice and Hound Local Area Committee, that's BHHLAC, the project is now introducing a weekly session in Hamble. The project will be taking place on the artificial pitch at Hamble Sports Complex starting on Friday the 7th of June from 7pm to 9pm and will cost just £1 per person. The activity will be run by local sports coaching company ActiveMe 360. Chair of BHHLAC, Councillor Tonya Craig, said, "Young people are telling us that they would like more to do in handball. Friday night football is a great initiative to help address this, providing a fun, social and healthy activity in a safe environment. The existing sessions in Botley and Eastleigh offer clear benefits for both young people and the wider community, and we hope to do the same in handball. For more information, visit eastleigh.gov.uk/sportworks or email sportworks@eastleigh.gov.uk.
New Park Sports Festivals. Get active this summer with Park Sport 2019. Eastleigh Borough Council's health and wellbeing team are delighted to bring you the hugely popular Park Sport programme. Park Sport 2019 will provide a range of sports and activities for local children aged between 8 and 16 years to try this summer from the 29th of July to the 23rd of August across the borough. Activities will include sailing, golf, squash, cycling, boxercise, dance and fishing. In addition to these sessions, there will also be two free skate jam events for BMX, skateboard and scooter enthusiasts, run by the professionals from Team Extreme, as well as free swimming for under-16s at the Hamble Sports Complex, Places Leisure Eastleigh and Wildern Leisure Centre. To mark 15 years of Park Sport, there will be two brand new one-day festivals with activities on offer for children aged between 8 and 16 years and their families. These festivals will take place on Saturday the 3rd of August at Places Leisure Eastleigh and Saturday the 17th of August at Hamble Sports Complex. Activities will include badminton, trampolining, street dance, hockey, tennis, football, freestyle gymnastics and netball. There will also be a silent disco at the Places Leisure Eastleigh Festival on the 3rd of August, as well as fitness classes for parents, along with festival face painting and community information stands. Thanks to sponsorship from Hillcrest Structural Limited and BP Oil, along with support of Eastleigh Borough Council, local area communities and parish and town councils, Park Sport is heavily subsidised, and all activities cost just £1, which is a booking fee per person per session. The bookings are open on Monday the 1st of July at eastleigh.gov.uk/parksport. For more information, please email sportworks@eastleigh.gov.uk. Step up for you this summer. Our health and wellbeing team are launching a campaign this summer to encourage residents to add more of the little things to their everyday life so that they can be healthier, happier and more active. Step Up For You encourages residents who think they could be a little more active to sign up for around 10 emails tailored to the recipient that are full of tips, inspiration and motivation to do a little more physical activity. The tips are simple and easy alternatives to daily tasks or activity choices. The content will improve and shape over time based on feedback, as well as shared journeys and experiences from residents, for example, through hashtag StepUpForYou, which we may use to encourage others. To find out more, please go to eastleigh.gov.uk/StepUpForYou.
News Roundup. Eastleigh Project tackles loneliness. A groundbreaking project to tackle loneliness in the borough is being funded by the Eastleigh Local Area Committee. Charty Shop is designed to get people talking about loneliness using creative writing and the visual arts. Developed over the course of a year, the project will culminate in the opening of a pop-up shop in the town centre, where residents are invited to donate, create and exchange items they have redesigned that express personal opinions and experiences of loneliness. They will be supported by practicing artists. For more information about Charity Shop, email r.gowlandpride@me.com. Gowland Pride, spelt GOWLANDPRYDE. Hedge End, West End and Botley. New roof for Wealden Swimming Pool. A new roof for Wealden Swimming Pool has been given the go-ahead by the Hedge End, West End and Botley Local Area Committee. The existing roof will be replaced with an entirely new structure. Additional poolside seating space with around 60 seats and a viewing area are also included in the revamp. The project is being supported by Eastleigh Borough Council in partnership with the Wealden Academy Trust. Hedge End, West End and Botley. Friday Night Football. Friday Night Football will continue at Botley Recreation Ground until at least March 2021, thanks to funding from the Hedge End, West End and Botley Local Area Committee and Botley Parish Council. Sessions also take place at Places Leisure Eastleigh from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. in partnership with the Saints Foundation.
Sorting a good life for older people. Good Life Sorted is a new start-up soon to launch in Eastleigh that takes an innovative approach to providing in-home support to older people. The company uses self-employed neighbours called helpers who are fully checked and trained to offer a range of services to older adults at home, from welfare checks, laundry, cleaning and grocery shopping to companionship and even dog walking. Good Life Sorted also connects older adults with local chiropodists, hairdressers, gardeners, plumbers, electricians and handymen. Similar concepts have been successful in countries like the United States and Belgium. Company founder Konstantin Karampatsos says, Good Life Sorted was set up to tackle the challenge of the growing ageing population, the lack of cross-generational support and the growing shortage of professional carers. We chose Eastleigh because the council encourages this type of innovation. Find out more at goodlifesorted.com. Sugar Swap for Your Family, supporting National Change for Life 2019 campaign. The council is supporting the 2019 National Change for Life New Sugar Swaps campaign to help families cut back on sugar by making a swap when they next shop. Pupils from Cherbourg Primary School helped us celebrate the launch when the borough's glass collection lorry visited them. The lorry had been adorned with Change for Life vinyls to promote the awareness of sugar swaps this summer. Find out more at eastleigh.gov.uk/change4life, and that's with the number 4. Research has shown that children in England are having around 2,800 sugar cubes more than they should each year, more than double the maximum recommended amount. Too much sugar is bad for children's health and can lead to serious health problems such as type 2 diabetes, heart disease and some cancers. And too much sugar can also cause painful tooth decay. All borough libraries have teamed up for the campaign and are running fun, interactive sugar swap activities for children and families throughout June. Change for Life is showing families how easy it is to cut back on sugar by making a few simple swaps to their everyday food and drink. To help, #MakeASwap. When shopping, families can download the Fun Free Food Scanner app, which lets you look up the sugar, saturated fat and salt in everyday food and drinks. Find out at eastleigh.gov.uk/change4life.
Your council. Darshan is the new mayor of Eastleigh, plus news of Citizens of Honour awards. Councillor Darshan Mann is the new mayor of Eastleigh following the annual mayor making ceremony. Darshan, who represents Eastleigh South Ward, has been a borough councillor for 7 years. Darshan has always been involved with the local community and is a trustee of the Asian Welfare and Cultural Association, organisers of the popular Eastleigh Mela. Darshan said, I'm really excited about my mayoral year, and in particular I'm looking forward to representing the borough of Eastleigh and promoting the many good things it has to offer. In particular, I'm keen to meet lots of local residents, organisations and businesses, and to promote and support my nominated charities. This year's Mayor's Appeal will be in aid of one community visiting scheme, the Eastleigh Lions Minibus Appeal and Eastleigh Borough and Romsey Mencap. Councillor Cynthia Garton, who represents Hedge End South, was invested as Deputy Mayor for the year. The Council also recognised the immense contributions of two local residents by making them Citizens of Honour. The awards are given every 2 years in recognition of long and exceptional service in the community. And first it's Audrey Steele. Audrey, who is now 90, has been volunteering for many years. She made scarves and mittens for the North Sea convoys during the Second World War and knitted clothes for the Southampton General Hospital neonatal unit. She has raised thousands of pounds for the Scouts and has worked in the kitchen for the Eastleigh Baptist Church Luncheon Club since it opened. Audrey has also helped to build a playground and buy a minivan for a Brazilian orphanage. Shri Candia. Shri has been active in the local community since moving to Eastleigh nearly 50 years ago. He was a trustee of one community, the independent charity supporting the voluntary and community sector in Eastleigh for nearly 30 years, and was its chair for the past 14 years. The mayor, Councillor Darsham Mann, said, "I'm delighted that one of my first duties as mayor was to bestow Citizen of Honour awards to two such deserving recipients as Audrey and Shri." Last year's mayor, Councillor Bruce Tennant, raised over £12,000 shared between four local charities: the Alzheimer's Society, National Autistic Society South Hants Branch, and Wildon Opportunity Group, and Hedge End, West End and Botley Scout Groups.
Welcome to our new councillors. Following borough council elections on 2nd of May, the makeup of the council is now Liberal Democrat, LD, 34 seats, Independent, 3 seats, Conservatives, 2 seats. We're pleased to welcome three new councillors: Michelle Marsh, Liberal Democrat, for Fair Oak and Horton Heath; James Duguid, Liberal Democrat, for Hiltingbury; and Timothy Bearder, Liberal Democrat, for West End South. Find out who your local councillor is at eastleigh.gov.uk/yourcounsellor. Prosecutions protect taxi users. A bogus taxi driver and a licensed private hire driver, who were both caught illegally plying for trade as hackney carriages, taxis, have been successfully prosecuted by the council in an ongoing campaign to protect the travelling public. It is illegal for a private hire vehicle, often referred to as a minicab, to ply for trade on the street in the same way as a licensed hackney carriage or taxi, and in a rare case that raises serious public safety issues, unlicensed driver Dennis Hewlett of Southampton picked up two undercover enforcement officers outside a club in Hamble in a car decorated to resemble a legitimate licensed minicab. Meanwhile, Sean Scott was hit with fines and costs in excess of £2,000 with 8 penalty points for agreeing to drive two undercover licensing officers from near the taxi rank at Eastleigh Rail Station to Botley. Cabinet Lead for Transport, Councillor David Airy, said, "Unlicensed drivers are not DBS, formerly CRB, checked, have not passed the fit and proper person test that indicates their suitability for the role. Getting a lift in an unlicensed vehicle or a private hire vehicle that has been plying for trade means that passengers are not insured in the event of an accident. The work of Eastleigh's licensing enforcement team will feature in the BBC's Defenders UK documentary series in the autumn."
Housing and development. Helping you adapt your home. The council is helping local residents who need home adaptations. Eastleigh resident Tony Richmond's life was turned upside down when he was diagnosed with Parkinson's. As a result of tremors, imprecise movements and weakened muscles from the degenerative disease, the former professional drummer now struggles to hold a glass of water. Through Eastleigh Borough Council's Disabled Facilities Grant, the DFG, scheme, Tony qualified to have a number of home adaptations to his terrace house in Derby Road, including the installation of a specially adapted stairlift and a contemporary wet room with a raised toilet to replace a traditional bathroom. The Disabled Facilities Grant Scheme has had an enormous impact on our lives, explains Tony's wife Vicky. I don't know how we would have managed without the home adaptations that have been carried out through the scheme. We are committed to helping our residents who need home adaptations to meet a range of needs resulting from physical, sensory and cognitive impairments, neurodiversity and mental health conditions. Last year, we spent over £1.1 million on DFGs changing the lives of residents in around 170 homes across the borough. We can authorise and carry out minor adaptations to homes, including the installation of rails, small ramps, door intercoms and the widening of doors to major improvements such as the installation of level access showers, stair lifts and kitchen alterations. In some cases, we can even carry out the extension of a property to accommodate a ground floor bedroom and shower room. These adaptations, whether large or small, can make a dramatic difference to a person's and their carer's day-to-day living, as well as their mental and physical well-being. If you or anyone living in your home has a disability and is having difficulties getting in and around your home, you may qualify for a DFG towards the cost of providing adaptations. Visit eastleigh.gov.uk/DFG.
Houses become homes. Around half the properties at the New Willows development of 98 homes, situated off Barb Baker Avenue West End, have already been completed. This is the culmination of an exciting partnership between the council and housing provider Radian. There are a mix of 1, 2, 3 and 4 bedroom homes, including bungalows, which will include 31 homes for private sale, 32 for market rent, and 35 for shared ownership and affordable rent. The affordable rented homes will be available through Hampshire Home Choice. Council leader, Councillor Keith House, said, "These developments are great examples of our commitment to provide a mix of much-needed homes for local people. This will include new homes for sale, affordable and market rent, together with family-friendly tenancies. If you would like further information on buying a property, please email sales@radian.co.uk or contact lettings@radianhomes.co.uk about homes for market rent. You may also telephone 0800 145 6663. Easing congestion on Hamble Lane. Once completed, a new road junction will soon help to ease congestion on Hamble Lane and provide access to the Kestrel Park development. The new junction with Burslem Road will be the main entrance and exit point for the new development of 200 homes, with a new road connecting to Kingfisher Grange and Cranberry Gardens. The new road, which is being built as a priority, will help to relieve congestion on Hamble Lane, as it has now been agreed that the current access from Jerd Way will be closed. The first show homes will be ready for viewing in early June, and there will be a mix of homes for private sale, market rent and affordable rent. Council leader, Councillor Keith House, and portfolio head for Housing and Development says, "The council is taking a proactive approach in the delivery of new homes. Crucially, this includes new infrastructure that is essential to the local area. This new road reinforces our commitment to tackling Hamble Lane congestion, and at the same time, the new open space will ensure that we preserve our gap with Southampton." He added, "The council is also continuing its commitment in working to deliver new homes for private rent at market value and ensure that they are available for everyone, including family-friendly tenancies."
New homes completed. Affordable, energy-efficient Lear Gardens development. local people are benefiting from the development of homes for affordable and market rent following the completion of 94 homes at Lear Gardens, Eastleigh. This is the first development to be completed by Aspect Partnership between the Council and VIVID. Council Leader Keith Howes said, "The Lear Gardens development demonstrates our commitment to providing high-quality, affordable homes. Our goal is to build new communities with quality housing and well-designed public open spaces where people can feel safe, thrive and prosper. A unique and fun public artwork from Beck Simon, a giant garden trowel entwined and engraved with images of allotment community life, is a perfect addition to the locality and represents an exciting new community created with the well-being of residents in mind." Mark Perry said, "Vivid's partnership with Eastleigh Borough Council is more than housing. It's planting the seeds of communities built on well-being and bright futures. Lear Gardens and its symbolic trowel will be a long-lasting testament to our joint commitment." Coronation Parade update. Local residents are enjoying the refurbished Coronation Parade on Hamble Lane. The works have delivered a welcome refresh of the parade, which is an important gateway to the village. The revamp includes artist-designed railings on a seagull theme, new paving, trees and lighting, with additional car parking spaces on Coach Road. The works were funded by the Bursledon, Hamble Arice and Hound Local Area Committee, LAC, the Parish Council and Tesco Bags of Help. Although the original project is finished, the LAC are looking at options to improve disabled access to the pharmacy and butchers.
£20.8 million boost for new homes near Horton Heath. The council has been given £20.8 million by Homes England, the organisation that represents government across the country on the delivery of housing. The money will help us create a bigger community on land west of Horton Heath and make sure that roads, school, playgrounds, shops and places to meet are delivered first or alongside excellent quality affordable housing that everyone will be able to live in. The council bought the land in 2018 and for the first time will be the developer to ensure that these community benefits happen. The government has awarded us this money to help speed up the project while at the same time investing in the people that live, work in or visit Eastleigh. The site includes land at Cholcroft Farm and land west of Horton Heath in Burnett's Lane, as well as land at Fir Tree Farm and Victoria Farmhouse in Fir Tree Lane. Over the coming months, we will be working with the local community to help shape the site. Council Leader, Councillor Keith House, said, "We are committed to ensuring local people have the homes they need now and into the future. That means solving the housing crisis. We must build sustainable and vibrant communities that protect and enhance the environment and that deliver much-needed infrastructure, such as new roads, at the same time. It's good that the government has recognised our ambition with this £20.8 million funding award to kickstart our plans."
News roundup. Firstly, Hedge End, West End and Botley. A cash injection for Burley Park Kitchen. Funding for a kitchen at the new community centre and sports pavilion in Borley Park, which are currently under construction, has been agreed by the Hedge End, West End and Botley Local Area Committee. The cost of the buildings comes from contributions by Bovis Homes Limited, Southern Counties, Bloor and Linden Homes, who are creating the nearby housing development. The Local Area Committee have committed almost £30,000 to the kitchen as part of a package of £100,000 for fixtures and fittings funded by Botley Parish Council. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath. The Bishopstoke Memorial Hall. Progress is continuing on the revamp of Bishopstoke Memorial Hall. Various groups that use the hall recently met with representatives from the borough and parish councils together with the architects for the building. The architects will now refine their design to come up with the best possible options, which range from a basic refurbishment to a full rebuild. Chandlers Ford and Hiltingbury. Road safety improved in Chandlers Ford. Campaigning by local people is improving road safety in Chandlers Ford. residents in Springhill Close, Steel Close, Ribble Close, Fryan Close, Bournemouth Road and Charnwood Crescent have seen the introduction of sought-after traffic measures that should make the streets less hazardous for motorists and pedestrians.
Greener Borough. Get on your bike. Celebrate cycling during Bike Week. Commuters around the borough are being encouraged to swap four wheels for two during Bike Week. Taking place from 8th to 16th of June, Bike Week is a great opportunity to celebrate the social, health and environmental benefits of cycling. It aims to get many more people across the UK to give cycling a try. To support the initiative, the council are planning on hosting a breakfast briefing where local businesses can learn how they can support employees to bike to work. Cabinet Lead for Sustainable Transport, Councillor David Airy, said, "Cycling is a great way to get around. It helps you to get fit, stay healthy and improves your mood. At the same time, it's good for the environment as leaving your car at home reduces air pollution and carbon emissions." The council is also working with Yo Bike to bring the smart bike sharing cycle scheme to Eastleigh Town. When it launches, 30 bikes will be available for people to hire from and drop off at designated locations around the town using a smartphone app. Air pollution monitoring team win DEFRA funding. The council has won government funding for an innovative system to monitor air quality in the borough. The award of £58,750 from DEFRA's air quality grant is paying for 25 mobile air quality and traffic monitors as part of a targeted programme. Over the past 18 months, we have been trialling smart monitors developed by a local manufacturer, Icnea, which can detect levels of pollution on Eastleigh streets in real time. The equipment is easy to move around the borough and will complement static monitoring stations already in place. Cabinet's Lead for the Environment, Councillor Rupert Curl, said, "The quality of the air we breathe is one of the most important environmental factors impacting health, and we are very pleased to have won this funding. The data gathered by the new monitors will provide valuable insight into traffic congestion and associated pollution, and will help us raise awareness of how residents and business can also do their bit to cut emissions. Find out more at eastleigh.gov.uk/air quality.
Eastleigh's litter heroes spring into action. Groups of volunteers helped to clear up the borough as part of the Great British Spring Clean. Armed with litter pickers and bin bags provided by the council, groups of residents in Hamble, West End, Hedge End, Eastleigh and Boyett Wood took part in the national campaign to tidy the streets of Britain. During the month-long campaign that ran from March to April, residents collected bag upon bag of rubbish. Litter spoils our environment and causes harm to wildlife, both on land and when it makes its way into the ocean. It also costs the council taxpayers money to clear away and is completely avoidable if people use public bins or take their rubbish home with them. Philip Rawlinson, whose group, the Hamble Conservation Volunteers, took part in the Spring Clean, said, "We were really keen to contribute to the Great British Spring Clean. Our group carries out regular beach cleans throughout the year, and we thought it would be a great idea to tackle litter in our local area as part of the campaign. Everyone really enjoyed it, and we are looking forward to taking part again next year." Cabinet Lead for the Environment, Councillor Rupert Curl, said, "The work these volunteers have done is fantastic. We all have a part to play in keeping our streets tidy and free of litter. But these volunteers have gone above and beyond to make their area a better place to live. If you think the council could support your volunteer group, please email our street scene team at streetscene@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Six ways to cleaner air. Firstly, leave your car at home. Walking, cycling or using a bus or train instead helps lower the amount of pollution in the air and your exposure to it. Give your car a break. Working from home, swapping face-to-face meetings for video calls and using car sharing schemes are all easy ways to cut car use. Avoid unnecessary exposure. Walking or cycling down quieter side streets can lower your exposure to air pollution by as much as 20%. Drive efficiently. Keep tyres inflated at the right pressure and regularly service your car so that it runs efficiently and cleanly. If you're sitting in traffic, turn off your engine. Use less polluting products at home. Chemicals in everyday household products, called volatile organic compounds, or VOCs, are a major contributor to air pollution. Open your windows when using cleaning products. Buy paint labelled as containing low VOCs and minimise your use of air fresheners, candles and incense. Burn less wood. If you have garden waste to dispose of, rather than putting it on a bonfire, why not join the council's garden waste scheme? Save your wood-burning stove for when you really need it, and make sure it's DEFRA-approved and only use authorised fuel. Find out more about what you can do at eastleigh.gov.uk/air quality.
News Roundup. Hedge End, West End and Botley. A better boardwalk for Berrywood. Improvements to Berrywood Meadows and Hedge End continue with the installation of a new boardwalk. The walking and cycling route leading from Lock Road to Billington Gardens is popular with local residents, and it is set to become the walk-to-school route for the new Deer Park School. The existing boardwalk needs constant repair, so it will be replaced by a new one made of a non-slip composite material that won't split or rot. The Hedge End, West End and Botley Local Area Committee has allocated more than £5,000 in developers' contributions to the scheme. Charnisford and Hiltonbury. Pond revived by school. The pond at Hiltonbury Junior School has been brought back to life, creating an invaluable conservation and wildlife teaching aid for the children. Under the direction of the school gardener, Chris Chanter, with project management by Martin Shears from the RSPB and pond advice from ecologist Phil Budd, the facility is now ready for the children to use. The school is especially grateful to the many volunteers and staff who assisted with the project and to the parish council for providing the grant which enabled the scheme to proceed. Transforming Hiltonbury Lakes. With £250,000 of council funding to implement a restoration project at Hiltonbury Lakes, work is underway to improve water flows, remove non-native vegetation, and bring in improvements to footpaths and signage. Measures are also being introduced to discourage rats and other vermin by removing their habitats.
Waste and recycling. The best thing we can do with our food is enjoy it, but some waste, like banana skins, tea bags and plate scraps, is inevitable. When it's recycled, food waste can be turned into something useful. Your food waste is taken to a special processing plant in Bournemouth, where it is used to generate electricity to power homes and the local community. It also produces a fertiliser which can be used in farming. Food waste that is put into your black household waste bin does not get recycled. It goes to be incinerated, wasting this valuable resource. No amount is too small. Recycling a tea bag a day for a month can produce enough energy to make another 5 cups of tea. Recycling 3 banana peels generates enough energy to power a hairdryer for 1 minute. A caddy load of food waste can generate enough electricity to toast 8 rounds of bread. A lorry load of food waste can generate enough energy to boil the water for over 100,000 cups of tea or coffee, power a fridge for up to 4 years, or power over 2,000 showers. If we recycled all the yoghurt that is thrown away in a day in the UK, we would generate enough energy to power a refrigerator continuously for 50 years. The average household fills 2 wheelie bins with wasted food each year. If this was recycled, it could generate enough energy to power a fridge for a month. If we recycled all the bread that is thrown away in the UK, that would generate enough energy to make 10 million slices of toast. What can I put in my caddy? Rice, pasta, beans, dairy, fish, fruit, vegetables, meat, bones, food waste, tea, coffee grounds, bread and pastries. If you don't have a food waste bin or kitchen caddy, you can order one online at eastleigh.gov.uk/food waste. please note that food waste collection is not currently available for residents in flats with communal bins.
Dropped curbs prove a big hit. The council's dropped curbs service is proving popular with local residents. After featuring the service in a recent Borough News, we were inundated with inquiries. One such inquiry was made by a couple from Hedge End, who, after receiving a favourable quote, went ahead and had a dropped curb put in. Debbie from Hedge End said, "We were delighted with the service we received from the council and the dropped curb they installed for us. The council staff did a great job, were polite and courteous, and a credit to the council." A drop curve is a great way of ensuring 24-hour access to your property for vehicles, as it prevents other road users from blocking the entrance, and it can also help ease congestion on local roads. Keeping a car off-road can also reduce insurance premiums. We can install drop curbs for both residents and businesses in the borough. Hampshire County Council is the highway authority, and you will need to make an application to them for a drop curb, and we will then obtain the required licence to excavate the highway, as well as carry out the work at very competitive rates. Our team has experience of installing drop curbs across the borough, and we provide a fast, high-quality service with no hidden extra costs. For further information, or to arrange a free quotation, please get in touch with our business support team on 023-8068-3350, or you may email construction and maintenance@eastleigh.gov.uk. Further news roundup. Eastleigh, a new play area for Campbell Road. A new play area has opened in Campbell Road, Eastleigh, funded by the Eastleigh Local Area Committee, following a petition by local young people. The upgraded equipment includes a zip wire, accessible tango seat, multiplayer unit and a rotary swing. The designs follow a public consultation in December, with the winning design agreed by the people living in the neighbourhood. An update on local plan. At the time of going to press, we are still awaiting confirmation of the date for the public inquiry from the planning inspector. In the meantime, all updates and correspondence from the planning inspector can be found at eastleigh.gov.uk/IPEX examination. I'll spell that. That's IPEXAMINATION. Please make sure you check back regularly, as notifications will not necessarily be sent out each time an update happens.
Economy. Dance comes to the Swan Centre. The Swan Centre has welcomed a new business that may be unique to a shopping centre, a dance studio. The Blue Butterfly Studios were opened by the then Mayor, Councillor Bruce Tennant, in April. The centre spans two floors, with three professional dance studios, complete with professional flooring, sound systems and air conditioning. It also has its own beauty salon and dancewear shop, and the on-site hairdresser, Extendables, has received a £250 start-up grant from the council. Indulgent Me provides coffee and cake to parents waiting for their children to finish classes. The coffee shop is also open to the public. The studios are also hireable, bringing a much-needed new venue to the area, and will offer party packages. Find out more at bluebutterflydance.co.uk. The Chalet growing in popularity. The Chalet, the recently launched wine bar in Eastleigh High Street, has already established itself as a mainstay of the town's bar and restaurant scene, and is opening earlier in the week due to customer demand. The venue that offers a unique après-ski atmosphere now opens its doors at 5 p.m. on Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays, closing at 11 p.m. Friday and weekend hours remain the same, noon to midnight and 10:30 p.m. on Sundays. The Chalet offers a great wine list and excellent food, including sharing boards of cheese and charcuterie. Live music is also a big part of the Chalet's appeal. Find out more at facebook.com/chaletgirl. Hog Shack opens. A new cafe offering delights like bacon and sausages, as well as great coffee, lunches, cakes and snacks, has opened next to the Steamtown Brewery in Bishopstoke Road, not far from Eastleigh Station. The Hog Shack is the latest addition to the well-established local hog roast and wholesale company. It opened in April and has been receiving rave reviews from customers. It also sells local produce, including preserves, sauces and meat. Find out more at facebook.com/thehogshack999.
Highlighting healthy and sustainable businesses, Eastleigh's annual business conference is back this June. This year's Eastleigh Business Conference, on Tuesday the 25th of June 2019 at the Bury Theatre, Hedge End, will highlight what companies and the council are doing to make their operations and the wider borough a healthier and greener place to do business. The conference will bring together representatives from some of the borough's large employers, as well as growing businesses, who will share their knowledge and best practice. The 2019 conference will include Sustainable Building Spotlight, Focus on Food Exports, the Made in Eastleigh Showcase, Green Borough and Healthy Community Awards, and funding and support information from the Solent LEP, Hampshire Chamber and others. Last year's event was voted a success by delegates and described as a very informative and interesting evening. An award scheme for businesses demonstrating excellence in promoting health and environmental sustainability, two of the council's key priorities, are a central element of the event. If you know a company that works hard to promote an environmentally friendly and health-orientated approach to doing business, you can nominate them via the council website. If you run a business in Eastleigh, you can find out more about the conference and register by contacting economicdevelopment@eastleigh.gov.uk. Council grant is recipe for success. Small business owner Tom Pratt received a £500 grant for his health food business, Lifestyling Kitchen, in April 2019. Tom started the Eastleigh Town Centre business at home a year ago when he was working as a personal trainer. He realised his clients needed more than just exercise to enhance their healthy lifestyle and started developing tailored meals, catering to a variety of dietary requirements. The Incentive to Grow grant Tom received from the Economic Development team has helped fund more storage for his latest products and to advertise to more local businesses. His products are already proving popular at Places Leisure Eastleigh. Find out more at lifestylingkitchen.com.
Apply for a small business grant. If you're a small business just starting out or looking to grow and think you could benefit from a grant, visit eastleigh.gov.uk/businessgrants or email economicdevelopment@eastleigh.gov.uk. Tech support to build skills. A project that provides women who may be excluded from job opportunities with digital skills and employment help and advice has created a new app working with a local tech developer. A recent meeting between partners in the scheme, including the Borough Council, discussed the future impact of the project and tested new apps, including the Pontoon Map that is being created by local app developer Tin Raven, who started their business in Eastleigh's business centre, Wessex House. Pontoon, which is Partnership Opportunities Using New Technologies, Fostering Social and Economic Inclusion, is an international project funded by the Interreg 5A European Region Development Fund. It uses a range of new technologies to support and upskill women and help to get them on the right career path. To find out more about how you can benefit from this project, visit pontoonproject.eu. Another news roundup. Hedge End, West End and Botley. Towers have flower power. The Hedge End, West End and Botley Local Area Committee has funded 9 flower towers to enhance the shopping experience for visitors in the Botley, Hedge End and West End retail centres. The committee has pledged £4,200 for the eye-catching floral features. Sign up for the Eastleigh Business News. Do you want to know more about what businesses are doing in the borough and how the council is supporting them? Why not sign up for Eastleigh Business News, The regular email from our economic development team can be sent direct to your inbox. Sign up at eastleigh.gov.uk/business news.
What's on? A sizzling summer of Eastleigh events. A spectacular programme of events will make Eastleigh Town Centre sizzle this summer. Attractions from June through to September include an eye-boggling day of outdoor circus and family performances, the Mellor celebration of all the borough's communities, a spicy chilli fiesta and a summer-long social centred around the point, with outdoor cinema, music, wellness sessions and children's activities, as well as DJs, a bar and street food. And for those longing for the seaside, there will even be a sandy beach in the marketplace. September sees a commemorative event inspired by the 75th anniversary of D-Day and the return of the Eastleigh Pride Festival that had such a successful debut last year and offers entertainment for all the family. September ends with the Eastleigh Film Festival, bringing the fun back into going to the movies at unusual venues around the borough. Even better, most of the events are free. The Point Summer Social kicks off the summer programme, offering accessible outdoor events and activities to be enjoyed by the whole family. It runs for 6 weeks, from 22nd of June until Sunday, 4th of August. Eastleigh Unwrapped, Saturday, 22nd of June. The free annual outdoor festival marks the start of the Point's Summer Social and will fill the town centre with street circus, aerial theatre and stunning interactive performances, all to a live music soundtrack. Thursday evenings are dedicated to the sounds of summer, with DJ sets taking place at the outdoor pop-up bar and barbecue. Friday evenings are garden sessions with a lineup of live local bands. Saturdays are family days, with morning activities for children aged 5+ in our drama and arts club, and the outdoor cinema with specially selected films screened under the stars in the evening. Sundays are wellness days with yoga for beginners and intermediates. Growfest, Saturday 22nd of June, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m, Royal Victoria Country Park, Netley Abbey. This is a free music festival for the community to promote inclusion for individuals with learning and physical disabilities.
The Sorting Office Summer Open Studios, Saturday the 22nd and Sunday the 23rd of June, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. The town's artist and designer maker studios will showcase artworks, design and craft made locally, with demonstrations and lots to see, do and buy. Fair Oak Carnival is Saturday the 29th of June at 2 p.m. For more information, visit fairoak-pc.gov.uk. Hedge End Carnival, Saturday the 6th of July at 2:15 p.m. For more information, visit hedgeendcarnival.org.uk. The Eastleigh Chili Fiesta, Saturday the 13th of July. Leigh Road Recreation Grounds summer gets even hotter with the arrival of the Eastleigh Chili Festival in July. Featuring the best in chili-based food and drink, live music and the notorious chili eating contest, stalls will offer sizzling sauces, chili jams, curries and even chili beer. The Showstoppers, Thursday the 18th of July, the Berry Theatre. The Improvised Musical is a brand new musical comedy created from scratch as audience suggestions are transformed into all singing, all dancing productions with hilarious results. Eastleigh Mellor, Sunday the 21st of July, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m, Leigh Road Recreation Ground. The celebration of the borough's Asian and other cultures features traditional music, dance and mouth-watering cuisine. The event is organised by the Eastleigh Asian Welfare and Cultural Association, website awca-eastleigh.org.uk. Crafts in the Marquee, every Thursday from the 25th of July to the 29th of August, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m, Itchen Valley Country Park. Bag printing, felting a flower or making a rustic fairy pendant are just some of the drop-in craft sessions on offer every Thursday. Visit our website eastleigh.gov.uk/sport-health-parks-eastleigh. and-open-spaces/itchin-valley-country-park for a full timetable of activities. There's no need to book and the cost is £4. Joyce Grenfell, Saturday the 27th of July at the Bury Theatre. The 40th anniversary of the passing of Joyce Grenfell is commemorated with a fitting tribute to the comedy legend. Joyce Grenfell from Kick in the Head Productions, featuring some of the best of Joyce's hilarious songs and monologues.
Wild Wednesdays, Wednesday the 31st of July to Wednesday the 28th of August, from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. at the Itchin Valley Country Park. Join us every Wednesday for pond dipping, model making and mini beast hunts. Not all activities will necessarily take place on each session. Visit our website for a full timetable before booking. The cost is £5. A day at the beach throughout August, Marketplace. Combine a day at the seaside with a visit to shops and restaurants as the Eastleigh BID once again bring the beach to Eastleigh Town Centre with real sand, deck chairs, ice cream and entertainment. The kids will love it. Beyond the Stage Summer School, Monday the 5th to Friday the 9th of August at the Bury Theatre. For young aspiring theatre makers, the Bury Theatre will give 11 to 16-year-olds a chance to experience everything that goes into creating a performance for the stage. From script writing and costume making to sound and lighting design, participants will be offered a real taste of how professional theatre works. European Aerial Dance Festival, Monday the 5th to Saturday the 17th of August, The Point. The Point hosts the 10th annual European Aerial Dance Festival in partnership with Gravity and Levity, a world-class training event that offers aerialists of all levels the opportunity to learn new skills in professional workshops. Keepers Capers, and Tuesday the 6th and 27th of August from 10:30 to 12:30 at the Itchin Valley Country Park. Buy a passport and get a stamp as you complete each activity. Visit Bookworm the Storyteller to start your journey. Make an instrument with Pan, a leaf print flag with Dryad, and an insect sweep in the meadow with Buttercup. The cost is £6 for accompanied children aged 5 years and plus. Burswellton Regatta is on Saturday the 24th of August at 2:30 p.m. For more information, visit burswelltonregatta.co.uk. Pride in Eastleigh, on Saturday the 7th of September. Eastleigh's Pride's debut celebrating the achievements of the LGBTQ plus community was a huge hit last year, and the 2019 event promises to be even better.
D-Day World War II Anniversary Event. It's on Saturday 14th and Sunday 15th September, Lee Road Recreation Ground. Following the success of last year's Eastleigh Remembers, which marked the centenary of the end of the First World War, the theme continues with an event for all the family commemorating the 75th anniversary of D-Day and the start of the Second World War 80 years ago. Bishopstoke Carnival is on the 14th September, and 11 a.m. there are river floats and duck race. On the 15th September, 1 p.m. is the parade. For more information, visit bishopstokepc.org. Eastleigh Film Festival, Monday 23rd to Saturday 28th of September, at various venues. In 2018, we scared people with a screening of The Cabin in the Woods in Itchin Valley Country Park, showed My Beautiful Laundrette in Naturally a Laundrette, brought Chicago to the region's foremost jazz venue, and turned the interior of a hairdresser's into a cinema for Steel Magnolias. Movie fans adored last year's Eastleigh Film Festival, and new surprises are promised for 2019. Health and wellbeing classes at The Point. The Point, Eastleigh, runs a range of health and wellbeing classes, which aim to promote a sense of physical, social and emotional well-being. Each week, the venue runs a Dance for Parkinson's class on a Thursday afternoon, helping increase general mobility, confidence and well-being with exercises and movements specifically designed for the symptoms of the Parkinson's disease. Steady and strong dance classes run Wednesdays from 2 to 3pm and help people aged over 65 to regain and maintain their strength and balance, which are vital for avoiding falls and living life independently. Run in partnership with Hampshire County Council, these classes blend exercises proven to improve strength and balance with choreographed movements to create a fun and enjoyable class which you can adapt to your own pace. For more information and to book a place on either class, visit thepointeastleigh.co.uk or call 023 8065 2333.
Your community. Can you contribute to the Eastleigh Twinning Exhibition? Do you have memories of Eastleigh Borough's twinning visits over the years? The Eastleigh Twinning Association is organising an exhibition about our long-established links with Villeneuve-Saint-Georges in France and Kornwestheim in Germany. The exhibition will take place at Eastleigh Museum from September to November. If you have memories, photographs or souvenirs of twinning visits that you would like to share, please contact info@onecommunity.org.uk. Movie Buffs will programme Festival Fans Night. Movie Buffs are being invited to programme one special evening for 2019's Eastleigh Film Festival. Thanks to support from the BFI and the National Lottery, the festival is handing over the curation of the programme to audiences who are invited to suggest film titles and related borough locations for an audience presents night. Members guessing. One lucky audience member will have their chosen film and or location selected for screening for the new audience presents night, along with four free tickets for the evening. Eastleigh Film Festival runs from Monday the 23rd to Saturday the 28th of September at various venues. It is managed by The Point, Eastleigh, with support from Eastleigh Borough Council and Arts Council England. For more information, visit facebook.com/ Eastleigh Film Festival or email ideas to filmfestival@eastleigh.gov.uk.
£15,000 in grants for local groups. The funding will support 44 local community groups to thrive. Local organisations have benefited from financial support from either the Borough Council through the Borough-wide Community Grant Scheme or the more local scheme provided by the Hedge End, West End and Botley Local Area Committee. The Borough-wide scheme. We received 48 applications in total, which is more than double the number of applications that were received last year. A total of £5,000, ranging from grants of between £250 and £750, was given to 11 local groups, who all provide services for local people. Cabinet Lead for Social Policy, Councillor Tina Campbell, said, "The Council is delighted to provide financial support to help empower local community groups, who in turn support hundreds of local people. It is by building a strong, vibrant local community that we are able to address our key priorities of tackling health inequalities, combating social deprivation, and reducing social isolation so that all residents have an equal opportunity to flourish." £10,000 was awarded by the Hedge End, West End and Botley scheme. 33 grants of up to £500, totalling almost £10,000, were given out to local groups to recognise and celebrate the breadth of community work being undertaken in the local area. This includes providing opportunities for children and young people and supporting young carers, people with learning disabilities and, of course, older people. Councillor Cynthia Garton, Chair of HUEB LAC, said, "It's great to present these grants, especially to people who volunteer and who give up their time to ensure that the community groups continue to thrive. I would encourage all community groups across the area to apply next year." Youth grants are awarded. Grants to a wide range of youth groups have also been made by the local area committee working with the HUEB Youth Council. A breakfast club for young carers, equipment for scout groups and support to help children with special educational needs to go swimming were among the bids that received funding from the Youth Grants Panel.
News Roundup. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath, Neighbourhood Plan. The Neighbourhood Plan Steering Group, supported by the Parish Council, is turning the evidence gained from last year's local residents survey into draft policies that will help shape the legal framework that developers will have to follow to be able to build in Bishopstoke. Working with consultants Plan Et, the steering group will soon be in a position to develop an outline neighbourhood plan based on the draft policies. Charners Ford and Hiltonbury, politer parking. Crowded parking on roads in Charners Ford and Hiltonbury is sometimes made worse by residents who opt not to use their driveways or garages. Residents who are fortunate to have off-road parking are urged to make the best use of it to reduce the numbers parking on the roadside, which can be a real help in increasing the safety of pedestrians, particularly children. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath, lighting improvements to Alan Drayton Way. Improvements to lighting along Alan Drayton Way have been approved by the Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath Local Area Committee, LAC. The path that runs alongside Alan Drayton Way is heavily used by pedestrians and cyclists. The path that runs alongside Alan Drayton Way is heavily used by pedestrians and cyclists, and between the West Junction with Fair Oak Road and Mitre Copse, there is a wide verge with trees separating the path from the road. In daylight, the trees provide a much-needed barrier from the traffic, but at night, the trees prevent light from the streetlights reaching the path. The LAC has committed £4,000 of developer contributions to make lighting improvements along this stretch of pathway.
Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Local area committees, LACs, are made up from elected ward councillors. They take decisions and make representations relating to their area on a wide range of council business, including determining planning applications, traffic management and environmental improvements. LAC meetings are open to the public and hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. If you would like to speak, you must register before the meeting begins. Please email democraticservices@eastleigh.gov.uk or you can register at the meeting. Each LAC has a local area manager who works with the councillors to set the strategic direction of the committee's work. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath, 7pm, the 26th of June and the 25th of September at the Methodist Church, Sedgwick Road, Bishopstoke. Visit eastleigh.gov.uk/BIFOHH or contact your local area manager, Andy Thompson, on 023 8068 8357 or email andrew.thompson, that's T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, at eastleigh.gov.uk. Burselden, Hamble the Rice and Hound, 6pm on the 13th of June and the 26th of September at Hamble Primary School. Visit eastleigh.gov.uk/BHH or contact your local area manager, Matt Blythe, on 023 8068 8311 or email matthew.blythe, spelt B-L-Y-T-H-E, at eastleigh.gov.uk. Eastleigh, 7pm, the 11th of June, 10th of September, at Eastleigh House. Visit eastleigh.gov.uk/ELAC, E-L-A-C, or contact your local area manager, Guy Riddock, on 023 8068 3369 or email guy.riddock, spelt R-I-D-D-O-C-H, at eastleigh.gov.uk. Chandler's Ford and Hiltonbury, 7pm on the 19th of June and the 18th of September at the Dovedale Centre. Visit eastleigh.gov.uk/CFH or contact your local area manager, Min Partner, on 023 8068 8439 or email min.partner@eastleigh.gov.uk. Hedge End, West End and Botley, 7pm on the 17th of June and the 30th of September at the 2000 Centre, Hedge End. Visit eastleigh.gov.uk/HEWEB or contact your local area manager, Julia Burt, on 023 8068 8437 or email julia.burt, spelt B-I-R-T, at eastleigh.gov.uk. For information or for details of committees and agendas, visit eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings.
Our contact details. Eastleigh Borough Council, Eastleigh House, Upper Market Street, Eastleigh, SO50 9YN. Our telephone number is 023 8068 8000. For Twitter, at Eastleigh BC. Facebook is Eastleigh BC. Our website is eastleigh.gov.uk or my.eastleigh.gov.uk. Sign up to receive updates from us at website eastleigh.gov.uk/weekly news. You can sign up to My Eastleigh for your tailored customer account at website my.eastleigh.gov.uk. We try to ensure that the dates featured or listed in the Borough News fall after the last copy is delivered. However, some events may occur during the delivery period. We try to avoid this, but we are keen that events get as much publicity as possible.
That brings us to the end of this issue of Eastleigh Borough News, your newsletter from Eastleigh Borough Council. Those of you who are listening to this on one of our memory sticks, to ensure you receive the next edition of Eastleigh Borough News, please replace the memory stick inside the mailing wallet, turn over the address label, or pop it inside the wallet and then post it back to us. There is no postal charge. Thank you. This has been a joint production between Eastleigh Borough Council and the Southampton Area Talking Echo. Thank you for listening. Until next time, this is goodbye from Dave, Tracy, Sharon, and our sound engineer, Susie.